We greet you this morning in the blessed name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the one who is with us and guiding us and directing us. Look over the congregation, see a number of visitors, and glad that you're here with us. Help us to worship our Lord. Sing a verse or two. There is love at home. There is beauty all around when there's love at home. There is joy in every sound when there's love at home. Peace and plenty. Smiling sweet on every side, time does softly, sweetly glide when there's love at home. Love at home, love at home. Sweetly glide when there's love at home. Thank you. I hope you don't know anything different than that. I hope you're not here this morning looking back and said, I don't know what you're talking about. Rather, you wish that it was, you could just maybe be there yet at that juncture in life. Life is so swift, so fleeting, so passing. Like Brother Joe said, one generation comes and another goes, and we wonder how we get there so quick. Well, this morning we want to think about this special day. I've titled the message, Women of Faith, not Mothers of Faith, but Women of Faith. I believe this morning is a special day set aside to remember our mothers. We call it our Mother's Day. How many here this morning still have your mother? Raise your hand. Really? Thank you. Most of us don't. Some of us don't. We remember the day when that happened and when they passed and left us. I remember so well, I was at a school meeting in Stoustown at that time, and I got the call the night before and said, Mom's in the hospital with a heart attack. Oh, should I come home? I said, no. There's 10 of us children. She's in intensive care, and you can only get in there every so often. There's enough of us to reach around. So we know you coming, but when you're through, you should come. Well, before I got home, she had passed, and none of us was there when she died. It could hardly be that many children, and yet it was in between the visiting hours of the special time allotted, and no one was around. But we know that God was present. So this morning we reflect on a lot of different things. I'm sure you do too if you have your mother, and if you don't have your mother, you remember that. Remember the special seasons of what happened right prior to that. And I remember so well, it was about 4:30 in the morning, I woke up. I was staying at Norman Reinford's at the time, and I woke up and I said, oh, Mom died. She hadn't yet. She had just passed by and said, Harry, I'm leaving. But before the service was over in the morning, I was called to the phone and said she had left. That's history.
That's past.
And you wonder sometimes what some dreams you have, what this all means, but I'm glad that not every dream comes true that I've had, but I'm glad some of them have some special meaning. So this morning, as I think of women of faith, the reason I chose that title instead of mothers of faith is because we have so many sisters here that God has not blessed you with a home of your own, and you're not a mother, but you're a woman of faith, and we want certainly don't want you to be left out on the blessings. There's so many scenes in the scriptures that we could turn to, and we'll probably reflect on a few of those, but let's turn to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, number of verses we want to read there. You would think we go to Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. Let's read the first three verses, then we'll drop down to verse 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. Dropping down to verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Go down to verse 11 through 16. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. So drop down to verse 31. 31 to the end of the chapter. By faith, harlot Rahab perish not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For time doth fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, of Jephthah, and of David also, and of Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed violent in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, and not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Any volunteers to be in that state of life? Would you like to be listed in this? Yes, we would if we knew that, you know, this is our lot in life, but it's not something that we would naturally, the flesh would say, hey, I would like to be among those enduring all that. But we do have a promise that God is able to help us, and he will help us in time of need. Now let's turn to Proverbs 3rd chapter. Proverbs 31, I'm sorry. The last chapter of the book of Proverbs. Starting at verse 10 to the end. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and portions, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She maketh coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband also is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is a law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. I'm glad this morning that this scripture is still being lived out today. I'm glad that we have sisters. Look over the audience and I can see you. You put your name in a lot of these verses because you qualify for that. We're glad this morning that God is still in control and that he is blessing us above that which we are worthy. And we're glad for sisters of faith. He says, you're not perfect. We know that. But sisters of faith who serve a perfect Lord, a perfect God. I was privileged to have a mother like that who served her family well. And now I'm privileged to have a wife that is equal to that, that serves our family well. We don't want to worship our sisters, but we want to respect them and bless them for a job well done. That is all in order. We know that God wants us to respect and honor those who are in focus, and we just want to do that. I'm told that today, over this weekend, is, I think, the most money spent for flowers than any other time of the year. Because it's Mother's Day. The florists do a tremendous job, and it's all right. I think we need to respect that. Now, you may not have bought your mother a flower, and you feel have a twinge of guilt right now, but you can still honor her and bless her in some other ways. It's a real privilege to see children come with another flower for mom, or another telephone call. And, it's just, not only do you get an honor, but us as husbands get honor too because of being married to somebody like that. And it's a great blessing. I'm glad this morning for the privilege we have to see the faith propagated in another generation. We look about us and we see quite the opposite in so many times in so many ways. You wonder how long this can continue on, how long God is going to have patience with the whole situation. But I'm glad God is still in control and that He is working things out for us, His children. As I think of women of faith, there's so many instances in the Bible we could turn to and maybe should turn to. I think of various women that are just mentioned and maybe a little bit said about it, and it passes on and they made their impression in time and reflects into eternity. I don't know. Some are not real honorable women, but most of them are. I think especially this morning of women in the Bible that made a difference. I wonder what God would say about Eve. You know, there's many times I wish Eve would not have taken that fruit when I was cutting thistles. And I said, why did you ever do that? Because now I have to cut thistles and dig dock and all those things I didn't like to do. But nevertheless, if we would have been there, we would have probably done worse things than that. Not any better. I'm glad for the heroes of faith that we have in the scripture. We think of various ones. We think of Sarah and Abraham. We read about that from Hebrews, that, she was way in the 90s, close to 100 years old before she had a child. And I know that's way past the age of possibility, but God had promised, and even though they had devised a plan that to help God out, God was not satisfied with the Abraham and Sarah's plan. And it was just a problem and it's still a problem today in the world as we think of the descendants of Ishmael. This morning, when I think of our mothers and our sisters of faith, it's such a privilege to have that grow up in a home like that. We never counted that you missed out on something in life because that your mother was a godly person. May not have been the most influential person in the neighborhood, but she met your needs. And you can't remember the day that at any time when you looked for her that she wasn't there, or neither, that she wouldn't respond to your needs. I think of the time back when I was in 10th grade, I think it was, right after I had scarlet fever, then I begged to go outside before it was hardly time. You know, we were quarantined and we couldn't get out there, and I got out and got wet and I got a good dose of rheumatism, and that bothered me for years. I remember one night, the whole night through, that Mom every hour changed the pillow under my legs so I could sleep. Pain in my knees and ankles that was just unbearable. And laid on the couch right close to the bedroom door, and I just simply called for Mom and she was out, and just simply moved the pillows and I could go off to sleep again for a period of short time. Who else but Mom would do that? You couldn't pay anybody. And yet I think of the times when I disrespected her and used some language that I should not have had, should have been punished for, because of Mom. Well, I'm glad for God's forgiveness, and He helps us through those times. And I'm glad for the privilege we have to have a sound mind to think back on the times when we were able to gather together as a unit, which is all past now. Husbands, you have your wives counted a blessing. You never know how soon that bitter parting hour can come, and one or the other is gone, and you wonder, how are we going to survive? I have a poem I'd like to read about a little girl. You know, we are recipients of parents because we were taught the right thing. And this little girl was singing. What a friend we have in Jesus, sang a little girl one day, child one day, as a lonely man stood listening to this happy little lay. Still she kept on singing softly, all your sins and griefs to bear. Suddenly she stopped her singing, for she saw the stranger there. Oh, please do not stop your singing, I will listen if I may. And the child, still smiling sweetly, kindly let the poor old man stay. Are you weak and heavy laden? Thus she sang without a fear. Then she glanced up at the stranger. In his eyes she saw a tear. There he stood in utter silence, looking still down at the child, seeing in her face the image of an angel sweet and mild. Do you know this precious Jesus? Is he now your Savior too? Are you glad he died to save us? Do you know that this is true? Soon this man found words to answer, but his voice was sad and low. Yes, I heard that old story. If it's true, I do not know. Then she sprang up to him quickly, and she took him by the hand. In her childish words so tender, tried to make him understand. She then told him of the Savior who would take his sins and care. Then she sang again so sweetly, take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, that the poor man answer? Would he know, have words to tell? His soul and soul's anguish at that moment, for he feared that both death and hell. Now he saw himself a stranger to that friend of whom she sang. But the tender little message, louder now within him rang. Standing there, he thought a moment. He had sins and griefs to bear. Could he now look up to Jesus? Would he hear his simple prayer? Just then in the quiet stillness, where no human eye could see, rose a prayer for forgiveness, and his soul was then set free. He who knows what pain and anguish filled this poor man's soul before, he alone can breathe that message, son, arise and sin no more. Then the child sang on so softly, and the words fell like a prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee, then thou wilt find a solace there. Quietly to his wife and children who were home alone that day, he ran to tell the story. Christ the life, the truth the way. Just a small child. You know, they say it so well. They say it in innocency. They live their lives and bear a testimony that only children can do. And we're glad for the privilege of having them in our home to teach them that and to show the way of truth. Sometimes we wonder just what can we do in this life that really matters. Another poem I'd like to share is, I sorrowed as I saw the trees by winter's blast swept bare again. Yet as I mused, it seemed to say, the things that matter must remain. What though our branches leafless be, They said to me in accents plain, our roots beneath lie undisturbed. The things that matter must remain. So now, whene'er my days are dark, there comes again and yet again the message of the leafless tree, the things that matter must remain. And that's faith. Things that really matter have to stay. And we want to embrace that. I thank God for this morning, for our Savior's love to us, placing us into homes that we have the privilege of knowing the Lord Jesus, being taught about that. Not always did we appreciate the teaching, but we appreciate it now. And as I look over the audience, I see so many children, homes that have opened their arms and lives to welfare or adopted. And you are blessed this morning. I'm glad you're with us. You have an opportunity that many children do not have in life. And I'm glad for the privilege we have to share these words and to encourage each other. That clock back there is only 7:15. I'm not going to hold you that long, don't worry. We're going to keep looking back around and see what time it really is. When I think of women of faith and the impression that it makes on people, the impression made on in life to people that made a difference. You know, sometimes we think we are quite something. We have a place in life to fill, and that's great. We want to do that. But really, we're really nobody when it comes in the sense that we aren't. But we're glad for God's great love to us. This morning, when I think of women of faith, I think of those in the Bible that is very little said about them. We think of various ones that made a difference in life. We think of King David's mother. Not much said about her, is it? But nevertheless, she raised a son that made a big difference that we read about today, and that is able to bless our hearts yet today. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. What is your driving force? What is that you really seek to please? You want to look nice or be good and be blessed by God? You want your children to rise up and call you blessed. And we have a tendency to reflect on so many negative things in life that we wonder, did we ever do anything right in life? And if you're battling with that problem, remember that God understands your struggles. You will be blessed as you enter into through the gates of glory. I was blessed by a poem by Brother Sim Yoder. It's a song, I don't know the song. If there were medals for medals, I dream mother walked up the heavenly stairs, and medals for mothers were given up there. They mentioned the million things mom did for me, things I took for granted and never could see. Second verse is, some mothers win prizes for fortunes they share in life. They are busy, they go here and there, but my mother's medals in heaven are one I know angels, mothers deserves every one. Third verse, a medal of honor was pinned on her. There was a medal for patience and kind loving care. A medal for beauty she won up there, but the biggest of all was won for her love. And the chorus, if there are medals for mothers, for all the deeds that they have done, If there's medals for mothers, mothers, you'll win every one. Never ever entertain the thought of worthlessness and of no good, being no good. You may have had a tough day. You may have wondered, what really did I get accomplished? But we look around the table to see the children, we see everybody's taken care of. It's a great blessing. I want to praise you for that. Don't give up. We know that God is faithful in blessing us in beyond compare. I think of the song sometimes, Mother's Prayers Have Followed Me the Whole Way Through. I don't know if it's in our songbook or not. Conrad, can you see if it is? I don't think it is. If it is, we'd like to sing a verse or two of that. My mom was not one that you heard pray a lot. Pop did the praying. But I know she prayed. I know she was a mother of faith. There was a time when we didn't appreciate what I had, and I felt I was going to run away from home. I honestly did. I was about 14 or 15, and I was simple enough to share it with my brother Jess, and he straightened me out once and for all. And I didn't run away because he said, you are wanted at home. Simply because of being naughty and such as boys are. And I never had to come back home because I had run off. Probably something a lot of boys entertain, but hopefully few ever venture out on that, because there's nothing out there for a soul that's once known God. The world has nothing to offer. I'm glad this morning for the fact that our moms are strong when children are disobedient. Moms are patient, excuse me, when it seems so hard to appreciate them. God is good. He does us well. This morning when I reflect on my upbringing and you reflect on yours, thank God for a godly mother. Many have passed on. Some of you have lost your mother years ago, and others are still here. And if you have the opportunity, tell them today that you love them. You appreciate what they did for you. Call them. Send them that message. It'll be worth it all. We are grateful for the opportunities we have in life and that God gives to us. And it's something that we owe to our families. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. That's a promise God has for us, has for you. Fear the Lord. You may not have a family, and you would wish to have one. Some of your sisters are deprived of having homes of your own. God bless you and the contribution that you make as women of faith. It's noticed, and we appreciate that in the church. And you have a great calling in this life. May God honor, be pleased to bless you in that. There is a poem I would like to read. I know I've read it here before, and I hope you don't mind if I do it again. New mother to a newborn. I look at you, baby, you're such a wee mite, 6 pounds in an ounce or two. You're wrinkled and just a bit jaundiced, but you're awfully tiny and new. And how much did you cost? Let me count just a bit. You're the price of a living room rug. You're the trip to Brazil or a Holy Land tour, and you lie there just looking snug. You're the T-bone steak that I didn't order. Dad traded you for a truck. He chose you, babes, to replace a dream, and in carrying you, lie there and suck. You're the brand new dress I left on the bolt, and the coat that I didn't buy. You're the peaceful nights that I might have had, and I traded them for your cry. You're the price of freedom from diaper days, spewed pebblum and soured bib. You're the bold, sure signature that proclaims I'm a loather of woman's lib. I would rather have you than a sable coat, rather have you than a rug, or a loaded sock with $100,000. Dollars don't kiss and hug. Dresses and drapes and shiny new cars wear out and get old and decay. They'd be outmodeled in years to come, when still I will hear you say, Mother, I love you.
I'm glad you are mine. And how I will thrill at the sound. For in spite of the worry, work, hardship, and heartache and pain, you're worth $1 million a pound.
Would you take $6 million for the little baby you have? I hope not. I remember some time ago it was a family gathering and there was a little fuss going on and the mother was disappointed in her children. She said, Boy, I trade you off for what? She never did, but you know, just the thought is just prohibited. And I'm glad this morning that we have the privilege to have our family with us and blessing our hearts. Did you find it, Song 100? Is it in the book? How does it go? I know the course. Anybody know who can start it, please? Mother's prayers have followed me the whole year's way through. I'm glad this morning for the way of the cross that leads home, and I'm glad for family, friends, mothers and fathers that teach us and don't give in to our wishes and whims. May we be as a little child that sang, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. May you share that with those who don't know that and bless their lives as well. The scripture tells us the heart of her husband does safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She worketh, seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant ship, and bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also as yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it, and the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. Industrious and active. We're glad for that. So I want to thank you, sisters, for being what you are. You know, we can just recommend you to in a world that's full of sin and heartaches. And don't seek the elite positions in life, but rather seek to please God. and thank him that he looked on you with favor when he placed you in the home that he did. Or you're here as an adopted child, you're here as a foster child. This morning you have a great privilege that few people have. And we make no apologies for spending and be spent. May God bless our day and your lives as a mother of faith. It's worth it all when we see Jesus. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. Everything that you went through will be worth it all. When you see the children come walking in the pearly gates, may we take courage and walk with God today. Maybe someone has a testimony they'd like to share. They appreciate about their mother. I'll open it up for that right now. She might be here and she may not be here. If she's here, she should hear it. Remember the time she paddled you and you didn't like that? That's not a good experience, I know that, but it's okay. It helps us go right, helps us to choose right, helps us to make right decisions. Where would you be if it hadn't been for that? We're grateful for the opportunities we have in that. So we might be there at the roll call when our name will be read. The one who believed in the Savior.